live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A, and this one's going to be one of my favorites because we're talking two of my favorite topics, singing and acting. We're going to open the show talking to Christopher Orton. He is with Flyboys. They will be sharing the stage this Saturday for two shows with the world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra at our very own Prescott Elks Theater. Promises to be two fabulous shows. And then after the news break, with Link, we will talk to Julie Chavez Harrington and a couple of cast members she is directing in the Oscar Wilde classic, The Importance of Being Earnest, at the PCA main stage. So we're talking all about entertainment today. Christopher Orton, you are calling in from where, sir?
I'm calling in from Phoenix, but I'm not sure even which bit I'm in, if I'm honest. It's all very new to me. I'm not even sure where I am. I'm near Chandler. I know that much.
There you go. And obviously you're speaking with an accent not native to Arizona. Tell us about your background.
You spotted that. I'm from the United Kingdom. I'm actually from South Wales in the United Kingdom, and I've been over here now for just a couple of weeks, getting used to this crazy weather you're having, which is certainly better than the snowstorms they're having back from where I'm from.
Oh, yes.
So I'm just getting used to things right now. Still haven't recovered from the jet lag yet.
Oh, I imagine. Now, you're going to be doing two shows this Saturday at the beautiful Prescott Elks Theater in downtown Prescott, and a 3 o'clock show and a 7 o'clock show. Will you be opening for the Glenn Miller Orchestra or performing with them?
We're performing with them, and mm-hmm. we're so excited because when we knew we were going to be doing a guest spot, I thought the same as you. I kind of thought, oh, we'll be like a warm-up act for Glenn Miller, you know, and that's great enough. I mean, just to be on the same stage as Glenn Miller Orchestra is, you know, absolutely amazing. But to know that we were performing with them was even better. I mean, mm-hmm. it's going to be a show to remember for us, definitely.
Now, I'm sure some people, because our population here skews a bit older than the rest of the country, I'm sure a lot of people are thinking that with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, there's going to be a big emphasis on wartime music. But they can make things very, very contemporary, and you really take some classics and make them contemporary, don't you?
Yeah, we do. That's kind of our thing. We're trying to bring swing to a new generation, certainly, but also not forgetting that there are still generations of people who still enjoy that original sound. So what we're doing is we're blending the vintage sound with a more modern feel, and people can expect some crazy stuff, but also they will recognize every single bit of music in this show. So they're going to have a great time. We kind of mix things like Minnie the Moocher, but we mix it with Livin' La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin, things like that. Yeah, which sounds crazy anyway, but honestly, when you hear it, it's just seamless. People are going to go nuts for this. They really are.
So who were the members of the Flyboys, and how did your act come together?
Okay, so there's four guys in the group. So there's some very, very tight harmony singing happening. We all got together about 3 years ago now. We're all involved in theatre. So we've all come from that West End of London background. And I put the show together because I've been working with these guys in various jobs in the UK and around the world, doing theatrical productions. And then the chance came for me to really just take control of my own destiny and not have to feel like I was auditioning every 6 months for a new show, you know, to really take charge of things. And I desperately wanted to do something like this, something with swing music. I've grown up listening to swing, so it's in my blood, you know, it's a mm-hmm. big part of my life. And I desperately wanted to do something slightly different, though. You know, I didn't want to create a Rat Pack group, and that's not because I don't enjoy that. I mean, I love Rat Pack groups, and I love the Rat Pack. But it's been done so much that I wanted to really challenge people. I wanted people to watch our shows and sit up and take notice and really have to pay attention, mm-hmm. but go home feeling like they've experienced something they've never experienced before. So when I was setting this up, obviously, you know, I'm really lucky that coming from a theatrical background, I'm just surrounded by friends who are all crazily talented. So I was kind of able just to sound people out and say, you know, would anyone else, is anyone else in the same position as me who wants to go off and do something a little bit different and try something out? And luckily I found these guys who wanted to, you know, hop on the crazy bandwagon with me.
And a crazy bandwagon it has been. I checked your performance calendar for this summer. You guys will be performing in Copenhagen, Helsinki, Latvia, Barcelona, Naples, Rotterdam, Hamburg. Now, a lot of us here in America, we identify this music as authentically American swing, but it's recognized and loved around the world, isn't it?
Oh, it really is, yeah. That's what we've spotted. Because that was a concern for me when starting this up, was, you know, is this too much, sort of, because we know it's hugely popular in Britain, and then we know, obviously, it's come from America. So we were worried, really, with, you know, the rest of Europe and the rest. But actually, honestly, the rest of the world are as fanatical about swing as we are. So that's what we've been experiencing every time we've done a gig.
We want our listeners to know that with your ticket for the Glenn Miller Orchestra and Flyboys this Saturday, either show, 3 p.m. or 7 p.m., show your ticket and you'll get 10% off your dinner and drinks at Terra Thai, the Raven Cafe, Far From Folsom, the Prescott Winery on Larkin Street, and Genovese's Italian Restaurant on Gurley, just steps from Courthouse Plaza. And with two shows, you can choose to dine before or after the afternoon show and before the evening show and get 10% off. You can go online to PrescottElksTheater.com or call 928-777-1370 to get your tickets to see and especially hear the world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra with the Flyboys. We're talking with Christopher Orton of the Flyboys. More coming up with Christopher in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world, even to merry old England, on KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeld, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
Thank you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 311 with Christopher Orton. He is one of the members of the Flyboys, who will be sharing the stage this Saturday for two shows with the world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra at our beautiful Prescott Elks Theater. Christopher, this is your first time performing in this area, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. First time in the States.
You're going to be in an incredible theater. If you can imagine a grand small-town movie palace that you're there for opening night in 1915, that's what it's going to remind you of, because
wow.
It's been completely and fully restored. They have opera boxes right alongside the stage. They have a wonderful balcony, which I think is the best seat in the house if you're in the first row. The acoustics are wonderful, and you're going to find a very, very warm greeting. But I have to give you one bit of advice, since this is your first time performing in Northern Arizona. And I tell all performers this, by the way. If you come out and say, "Good evening, Prescott," they will correct you, because here we call it Prescott. So
Prescott.
Just a little bit of helpful advice there. I always try and first-time performers know about. You know, when people try to describe your sound, I've heard different things like, imagine Pharrell Williams with Judy Garland, or Ricky Martin with Cab Calloway, or Maroon 5 with Ella Fitzgerald. Why are these songs, and the reason it works is because these songs you guys are doing, a lot of them might be very old, but they can be converted to a very contemporary sound. Why do you think they're so timeless?
It's because I think any good song has a great foundation. It's like anything. As long as it's got a strong foundation, you can strip it back, and you can take that foundation, and you should be able to adapt the feel, the style. And because it's such a good song, mm-hmm. it's gonna lend itself to any style. There are certain, because you know people coming up to us all the time after shows saying, "You should do this, and this song would be great. I'd love to hear that swung." And the truth of it is, yes, you can swing any song. A swing is a start. You can swing anything, but that doesn't necessarily mean you should. One thing we pride ourselves on is we really pick songs that lend themselves brilliantly to swing. Like we do a brilliant Jackson 5 medley.
Really?
Now, you can take these beautiful soul songs, and they really do lend themselves. So we have for one of the songs in that medley, we've put a Chattanooga Choo Choo feel to it.
Sure.
And honestly, I'm not even going to give anything away. People are going to have to come and see that, because that's something you will take home with you. And honestly, I now can't remember the original songs. Like, all I have in my head is our versions of them,
mm-hmm.
and they've become the standard for me, which is really weird. When I suddenly hear on the radio the original song coming through, mm-hmm. it takes me a minute to click in and recognize what it is, because I just have that swing in my head. It's crazy.
You know, Christopher, one thing that comes to mind with the kind of music you guys do is that this is the kind of show, since you're taking, in essence, a lot of American classics, and you're giving them a real contemporary twist, this is the kind of show several generations of the same family can come in all enjoy, correct?
Definitely, and that's exactly why I created it in that way. It's because, I mean, for an example, we've had a 9-year-old boy come up to us after our show, who came there with his parents, was dragged along, you know, to go and see us, and he didn't really want to, because it was swing and it was for old people, in his opinion. He came and saw us after the show, and he said that it was the best thing he'd ever seen. At that same show, we had a lady who was 86 come up to us and say that she hadn't been that excited since she first saw the Beatles as a child.
Oh.
Now, you know you're onto a good thing when that happens in one show.
Yeah.
We have a 9-year-old and an 86-year-old. So we totally encourage whole generations of families to come and see this, because there is something for everyone. Because even if, you know, your 8-year-old grandmother, if she doesn't recognize the song we're doing, for example, we do Thinking Out Loud by mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran.
Sure.
Now, we do that in a kind of a Glenn Miller dance band feel. Now, a 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 15-year-old, they're going to know the song, but they won't know the style we're putting it in, essentially.
Sure.
But then, you know, your grandmother will appreciate that Glenn Miller feel, that kind of, you know, what we've done with the song. So there really is something for everyone. And we do a lot of dance as well. And it's a very silly show. We don't take ourselves too seriously. It's not something, you know, we don't keep the audience at an arm's length. We really invite everyone just to enjoy. It's a celebration of music for everybody.
You know, Christopher, with this sharing the generations with these songs, it reminds me, I grew up watching a network television variety shows where you had one television in the house, and all these variety shows would be very careful to book somebody for the kids, somebody for mom and dad, somebody for grandma and grandpa, and even if it was an act that you yourself, you know, weren't really into, at least you were exposed to them. And years later, you learn to appreciate them because you saw them outside your comfort zone, shall we say, and you learn to appreciate them.
Absolutely.
Now, you guys not only sing, but you guys have a great stage presence, too, because I know a lot of you guys, you mentioned you had come out of the West End. You guys have worked in musicals like Evita and Spamalot, Mamma Mia and Ghost, right?
Yeah. We've treaded the boards for certainly a great variety of different shows, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to ask you a question I always ask musicians. When you were a little boy, what kind of music did you hear in your parents' home?
Oh, now, in my dad's car, I remember this very distinctly. My dad would listen to a lot of Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Queen was my dad's band. That's what we listened to every single journey. But also, you know, Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds?
Sure.
That was a big one for me as well. I think it was Queen and things like War of the Worlds and Queen that are so theatrical. All of that music was so big and theatrical. That's what led me towards theatre, I think. And then I started listening to all these scores. But my thing that, you know, my mum was listening to a lot. She was really invested herself in singers, like in vocalists. So, you know, I'd be listening to things like Stevie Wonder, obviously Freddie Mercury, and Frank Sinatra and Perry Como. I was listening to just these incredible vocalists who, I think that's what got me into swing, was just listening to the phrasing and listening to these gorgeous kind of silk voices coming through that was just so easy to listen to. Because, I mean, obviously, you know, I'll be honest with you, my attention span as a child was, you know, pretty non-existent. So I was having to, you know, I was catching little things, but the things that were holding my attention were these voices. And that's definitely what got me hooked on music, for sure.
And what do you and the Flyboys have to do to maintain those singing voices? I know it's not easy.
It's not easy, but I think people can take it too seriously. I think, you know, I'm all for voice maintenance and looking after yourself and making sure, you know, have a healthy lifestyle. But also, I think it's a natural thing. I think it just comes from within. We love singing this stuff so much that it's that's fueling it. I don't think any of us kind of, I know one of the guys has a technique with a straw. He carries this metal straw with him everywhere and has to, like, he does his warm up. It's incredibly annoying. But he's just singing into the straw, just like, you know, like for ages. That's what gets him going. But for me, I get myself in the zone just by listening to other music, and I just enjoy singing it so much. It just comes from very deep down within me. And I think I don't do a lot of maintenance, but I think I just really love what I do. I think that's the most important thing.
Now, this Saturday at the Prescott Elks Theater, you'll be doing two shows, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Has it been your experience that some people come back for both shows?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, people tend to always come back for the second show. Obviously, they mostly can't because a lot of our shows are sold out very quickly. But yeah, people definitely do try and come back a second time. And it's mostly as well because they sort of leave not quite believing what they've heard. And someone will say to them, oh, God, I can't believe that they managed to get that song. For example, Living on a Prayer we do a Bon Jovi song, Living on a Prayer. But we mix it with In the Mood and Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
Wow.
Now, yeah, and some people won't spot In the Mood, say, in there, or they won't spot Boogie Woogie, and they'll leave, and they'll have to come back because someone will have said to them, I can't believe they'll have put Boogie Woogie, you know, and they need to go back and hear it again. So we do get people, Yeah, coming back for a second time for sure.
And the theater, the Elks Theater in downtown Prescott, will host the world-famous Glenn Miller Orchestra with the Flyboys this Saturday at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Two shows. Go online to the PrescottElksTheater.com or call 928-777-1370. And keep in mind that your tickets to this show or either show Saturday will get you 10% off your dining and drinks at Terra Thai, the Prescott Winery on Larkin Street, the Raven Cafe, Genovese's Italian Restaurant, or Far From Folsom. Get your tickets now for the Glenn Miller Orchestra with the Flyboys. One last question for you, Christopher. Have you had to tailor, given how many songs you can choose from and the way you can change them to match the audience, do you find yourself having to tailor your show based upon what region of the world you're playing?
No, not necessarily. I think we tend to pick from a wide category of a wide library of music, mm-hmm. and everything we pick because it has that universal appeal.
Yeah.
So the only challenge for us is trying to whittle down the enormous amount of music we have into the allotted time on stage. Mm-hmm. So we have to often get rid of things that we don't want to get rid of, not for the audience sake. I think whatever we choose, the audience are going to know and they're going to love,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
And I can tell that the room you're in, you're not the only singer, correct?
No, I'm not. There's another guy sharing with me.
Well, now I can hear it sounds like birds in the background.
Yeah, I'm outside at the moment. I've had to give him some time.
Actually, my this sounds right at home because my own home, we have five cockatiels, and they're all very, very musical. So I felt right at home. So
we hope it sounds like I'm in a jungle.
We hope you guys have a great show Saturday at 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock at the Prescott Elks Theater. We thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. You have a great show.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. That's Christopher Orton from the Flyboys. Stay tuned, because we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk to the director and actors from The Importance of Being Earnest. That's the Oscar Wilde classic taking the stage for one more weekend at the Prescott Elks, Prescott Center for the Arts main stage on Marina Street at Willis. That's coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Seventy-five years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center, but two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You step into the shower to wash off the day when you find that there's no hot water. What do you do now? Pick up the phone and call RED Plumbing. This is Travis. It's always better to have hot water than to be in hot water. So when your water heater isn't doing the job, give us a call to let us do ours. Whether it's a repair or replacement, we'll get the job done. Give us a call at 772-9296. Find us on Facebook or visit us at redplumbinginc.com.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl is hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 325, and in just a few minutes we'll be meeting with Julie Chavez-Harrington. She is directing The Importance of Being Earnest, the Oscar Wilde classic, taking the stage at the main stage of the PCA at Marina and Willow Street. In the meantime, we have Jacob DeArmond, right?
Yes.
We have Jacob DeArmond from the show, and describe your role in the play, The Importance of Being Earnest.
I play Jack Worthing, who's one of two Victorian-era bachelors who's attempting to get out of various social obligations by manufacturing a story or two.
Not that men would ever do that, right?
Certainly not. I've never done it myself more than once.
Your nose is growing, you say, as is mine, of course. This has got to be a fun play for you, because from what I understand from Oscar Wilde, this is a biting satire of the idle rich, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's a play that draws a lot of humor from poking fun at itself.
Mm-hmm, sure. And there's a lot to poke fun at, isn't there?
Yes.
You know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but a few years ago, there was a very popular movie out called The Aristocrats. And it was a play on the world's oldest and probably filthiest joke. And it had, like, I think 60 different comedians telling their favorite version of it. And, of course, the whole core of the whole thing is that aristocrats and the idle rich are supposed to be so proper and so good and so pure, but we know better, don't we?
Absolutely.
Got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And now it's been a while since you've been on the stage, hasn't it?
At PCA, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the last time I was on stage there, it was called PFAA, Prescott Fine Arts Association.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's been a while, but it's good to be back. It's a fun place to work.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also have a fun place to work during the week, don't you?
Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays I run sound at the Raven Cafe.
Coolest place in northern Arizona. We go there all the time.
Definitely.
Yeah, in fact, we were there about a month ago when Sugar and the Mint played, and they had a 7 o'clock performance. The place had standing room only at 5:30.
Yeah.
But you're used to seeing that, because you guys book pretty good bands, don't you?
We do. We do have a lot of great music that comes through there.
Mm-hmm.
The staff and the ownership there really takes local art and music and just really community very seriously. So,
mm-hmm. Well, we're going to be talking more with Jacob DeArmond in just a couple of minutes, and Julie Chavez-Harrington, the director, will be here shortly. In the meantime, it's time for News with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQ&A.com. We're talking the PCA, The Importance of Being Earnest, after the news.
Hi, James Roush here at Bualka Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
No matter what time of year it is, pests are always in season. Truly Nolan Pest Control offers a thorough approach to year-round pest control. That's right, no tags required. Bug behavior changes depending on the time of year, which is why Truly Nolan developed a proactive program for each season. Truly Nolan also uses a series of high-quality, environmentally conscious materials and offers a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Truly Nolan Pest Control at 775-4261 or visit online at trulynolan.com.
Hi, Hi, I'm Hammer Time Sandy.
And I'm Hammer Time Mike.
And together we're inviting you to tune into
Hammer Time.
Every Saturday and Sunday morning, 7 a.m. right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for lively talk and hear what's new in the construction industry. Hammer Time, brought to you by the Yavapai County Contractors Association, your local resource working for you. So this weekend and every weekend, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Mike.
Don't start without us.
Today, customers expect to read online reviews and see videos showcasing your business. They want to engage via social media and text messaging, and they want to do it from any device and any place. It's critical to stay in contact with your customers wherever they may be. If your business isn't, your competitor is. We have the answer. Thrive, an integrated business management and communication software that provides all of these features in an easy-to-use, affordable solution. Thrive ensures your brand, image, and message are consistent. On top of that, Thrive provides single access to all of your online and social activities via your very own dashboard. Let us help you stay connected with your customers and build on the reputation and loyalty you've worked so hard to achieve. It's easy and simple, saving you time and money. Go to thrive.com or call 888-733-9482. Thrive, your business, smarter.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with the check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Another 14-year-old attending Bradshaw Mountain Middle School has been arrested after he allegedly made threats of violence. The threats were overheard by another student at the school on Friday.
These statements were reported to school and police officials, who responded immediately. After conducting an investigation, the juvenile was arrested and transported to Yavapai County Juvenile Detention, where he was booked on 3 misdemeanor counts.
Prescott Valley Police Officer Jerry Ferguson says this is another example of the department taking a zero-tolerance approach to threatening or intimidating language.
No threat or potential school threat is being overlooked. Every incident will be investigated and dealt with accordingly. To be clear, a person does not have to carry out an act of violence. Just saying it is a crime that will be pursued and prosecuted.
1 week ago, a 14-year-old boy at Bradshaw Mountain Middle School was arrested for using disruptive language that was overheard by 2 separate teachers at the school. For more information on this story, log on to kqna.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. Lane closures are in effect starting tonight on Highway 89 in Chino Valley.
Crack seal work is taking place from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. through Friday from East Road 1 South and Road 4 North. Highway 89 will be narrowed to one lane in each direction. While work is underway, and the speed limit will be reduced from 45 to 35 miles per hour. These closures were originally scheduled to start last Tuesday, but they were postponed due to the weather. Meanwhile, on 89, between the Highway 89A and Pioneer Park Interchange and the Granite Dells, City of Prescott crews are installing new asphalt pavement. Miscellaneous concrete work is also being performed near the future roundabout and the entrance to the Phippen Museum. One lane of traffic is open in both directions at all times. Work hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. through this Saturday. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight. Clouds roll in tomorrow and stick around this week. Expect an overnight low of 28 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 62 tomorrow and a high of 64 on Wednesday. 32 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Tuesday of 69 and a high on Wednesday of 72. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. K, Q&A.
Honey, you know I don't want to tell you how to parent,
but
I heard you last night encouraging Josh to go to tech school.
Mountain Institute, JTED.
Josh, he's a very smart boy and a 4-year degree.
He can still go to college. These are high school electives with college credit.
Going to vocational school just seems...
Mountain Institute is not Grandpa's vocational school.
I'm not judging, but... Cooking?
Culinary arts, yes. But also robotics, sports medicine, welding, nursing, aviation.
Well, I don't want to tell you what to do.
Plus, he can graduate high school trained and certified in a real skill.
Okay, maybe I do want to tell you what to do. You know, I was not born yesterday.
You can say that again.
Oh.
Mom, employers can't fill millions of high-paying jobs because high school and college graduates don't have the skills.
Well, that's just crazy. Why wouldn't you encourage him to go to Mountain Institute? That's a no-brainer.
I am.
Well, I'm glad I helped you figure that out.
Me too.
Anything else I can help you with?
No, I don't think so.
Mountain Institute. Get trained, get certified, get hired. Enroll now at MIJTED.net.
spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit Barracuda.com/AI.
Hi folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all the listeners who have been using our services. We greatly appreciate your business. If you haven't called yet, check us out on Facebook or visit us at pvhac.com. We offer affordable service and install pricing 24/7. Call 458-8177 today. Get the details about our 10-year no-worry program. Remember, equipment estimates and second opinions are always free. Call today, 458-8177. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:36, and there is a classic play, shall I say, Trotting the Boards. Julie, would that be proper?
Trotting the Boards is perfect.
Trotting the Boards at the PCA main stage at Marina Street in Willis. Julie Chavez Harrington has joined us along with Jacob D'Arnaud. D'Armond, right?
Second time you got it.
D'Armond, there we go. Oh, boy. Anyway, Julie's been here in the past. I've seen several shows that you've been involved in at different levels. You're directing, though, for the first time at the PCA main stage, right?
That is right.
What made you want to do that?
You know, it's the play. It's all about the play. Mm-hmm. So the importance of being earnest, I read it a million years ago. I've never seen a live production of it, but I saw it in my head, mm-hmm. as I think, you know, directors do. We right. see what we want to bring to it. So it's been stewing around in my consciousness for, I would say, kind of the version I wanted to do for about 5 to 6 years. And I submitted it, and it was accepted. And then that was about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, just kind of been built up since then. Mm-hmm. We had original auditions in November. Couldn't really find the guys that I wanted, and so I kind of stalked Jacob.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
he
actually
kind of asked me to be
I didn't
this.
Use the word stalked.
Oh, well, I can use it then. Because
yeah.
I did. I remember one evening I went to one place where I thought he would be, and they pointed me in a different direction, so I went there and I found him, and mm-hmm. you know, and so it was a negotiation.
It sounds more like a romance novel.
Well, we have another thing to write.
Now, you've been involved. I know this is your first time directing at the main stage. Mm-hmm. But you've been involved with the PCA for years, haven't
for
you?
For years, yes.
And I did see you when you directed Gail Mangum in Red Hot Patriot at the
so
Elks
fun.
Theater.
Yeah, that was
And
so much
fun. The fun part for me at that show was I remember seeing the ads, Red Hot Patriot, and there were a few people who turned up for that show who left. Let's just say we're expecting something different.
And patriotic.
We're clearly not familiar with Molly Ivins. So that was a colorful show, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. Well, I think the subtitle is important to pay attention to because the subtitle was The Kick-Ass Wit of Molly Ivins.
So, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that,
here we are involved in another one that has wit.
Some pretty kick-ass wit.
Boy, I'll tell you, and the thing is, like Jacob and I were talking about before, the dialogue in this play is so biting, and it is so incisive about the idle rich, because I mentioned to Jacob the documentary a few years ago, The Aristocrats, where these different comedians tell different very, very bawdy versions of the world's oldest and maybe dirtiest joke, because we have this impression of aristocrats as being above everybody, and boy, they're not, are they?
Mm-mm. No, I think they, as in, you know, as in any society, as in our society, there's a level of, we look at kind of, I don't know if they would be aristocrats or celebrities or people that have money that kind of do what they want to do when they want to do it and think that other people should kind of help them out doing mm-hmm. their, you know, with their freedom.
Sure, sure, indeed. So tell us who your cast members and crew are. And by the way,
yes.
you have a set that will knock people's eyes out.
Right,
tell us
right.
about that, too.
Well, our cast is, we have some first-timers to our main stage. So very, very fortunate to have... We have Sean Welsh playing Algy, so he plays opposite Jacob, and Sean has been just an incredible find. They knew each other, and so they work ridiculously well together, And then we have Allie Lovell as Cecily, and Adriana Hurtado as Gwendolyn, and Celia Osborne as Ms. Prism. And we have Bob Fry as Dr. Chasuble. We have great, you know, Parker, who's been around forever.
So you're directing another director, aren't you?
Yes, and a veteran of PCA. And another veteran, we have her boss is Merriman. And we have the really wonderful, we have the best Lady Bracknell.
Incomparable.
Incomparable Bruce Thompson.
Bruce Thompson, who I saw in The Odd Couple.
Right, and playing a very different role.
Oh, slightly. Yeah, especially in Sight. Yeah, indeed. What's this about cucumber sandwiches and muffins?
We're well-fed during the show.
As one reviewer said, she had it's one of her favorites, and she reviewed us, and she said, I've never seen so much eating on stage. So we thought that was really... important putting it together that they consume, because they're consumers, right? So they're consuming their obvious luxury of eating constantly. So just inhaling sandwiches and muffins and fighting over them and what they mean. And
Like the ridiculous arguments they have about
petty
peculiarities of what they would like to be eating.
Indeed.
And just like, why are you...
Yeah,
there's something inherently ridiculous about the food in this show.
Yes,
it's just ridiculous.
It is.
Who
ridiculous.
Eats cucumber?
It's almost its own
really.
Character, isn't it?
It is. There's a lot. There's a lot of food on the set. So can I talk about the set a little?
Please.
Bit?
Oh okay. Yeah, Aired Matthew did the set, right?
Oh my gosh. So Aired and I go back a little ways, and we've done a few things together. And I absolutely love collaborating with him. He was the first one I brought on board. He was the first person that popped into my head. And I'm so glad he said yes to this project. And Aired is a just an artist in every way. There are some original, beautiful portraits in our set that he has painted himself. But he was meticulous in getting period furniture. And he had an idea. He did a lot of research on Wilde and really came from a point of view of what would Wilde be. It's contemporary of Wilde, so what would he be looking at? He read descriptions of Wilde's apartment and knew that, for instance, he loved china that was blue and white. So we have homages to him. We have the homage to travel, because during Victorian time, exploring and conquering were a big thing, right? So there's this sense of world travel about Algy's apartment. It's very cosmopolitan. He took all of this into it. He knew we needed some kind of a allusion to Greek classical something. So we wanted like a nude, because we knew, you know, Wilde is gay. So we wanted like a male.
Which was verboten in those days.
That's right. He got ostracized for that.
He was imprisoned for it, wasn't he?
Yeah. So we, you know, Aired, I know, drove like to Kingman to find this bust of Apollo. And he's not nude, but it's this gorgeous man on the set. You know, it's just a little nod here and there. If you knew anything about Wilde, then you would...
One.
You would be. Oh, yeah, just one. No, our men and our costumes, Janine Calvin, have to talk about her, because that will blow you away. That's, you know, everything is coming together in this gorgeous thing. So our guys are drop-dead gorgeous. Our girls, I think I expected the girls to be lovely in their gowns and their hats and everything. But our guys are so striking, you know, and casually striking, because they're used to this.
Sure, sure. Thanks. Tell us about being trained to take tea.
Go ahead.
the pinky out is a common misconception. That's what I learned from taking tea. Also, if it makes a sound in the saucer, that is considered a faux pas, if you will.
Well, there goes the key plot point in Get Out. That's for sure. Have you seen that movie?
No,
by the way?
I haven't seen it, but congratulations to you.
Thanks for spoiling it for me, man.
I'm just going to say, keep your eye on the teacup if you see Get Out. Mm. Oh, how interesting. Now, this is going to date me, but do you know why the common misconception of the pinky out, where that came about? From the Three Stooges.
Yeah. Oh, because it's an exaggeration.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes. They're shown pinky out. Like, yeah, that's how they do that. So you also got some coaching for the dialects, didn't you?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this. It's one thing to have an English dialect. Did you also have to make it period-centric?
We had to make it what we decided, because it's all a decision, right? So we tried to do something less than a royal, but definitely as you know, just something a bit upper cruster.
Like mid-Atlantic kind of thing?
A little more...
General, regular pronunciation.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're going to Google it, Google that.
Right. And that's what we really tried. So a lot of the notes that I had as a director were just the common word that we pronounce as bin. I had been.
Bean?
Was bean.
Of course. And so there,
you had to bring up the beans, didn't you?
Oh, I assume probably came up during rehearsal.
Over and over.
We had this little joke that we were going to give our dialect coach a little, like a little blowgun, pea shooter, so that every time she wouldn't have to say bean, she could just.
Ah. There you go.
Yes.
I have to ask you this, Julie, because you've been involved in a lot of shows. Whenever I talk to somebody who's creative like this, we bring up how somebody, it seems like, to me anyway, so many of today's television comedies just aren't that funny because they seem to come out of the writer's room. Everybody's searching for a hip pop culture reference, or kids talking smack with their parents, stuff like this. When you watch an old 1960s sitcom, I fall off the floor because it seems to me, like Shakespeare did, that these old shows, I know I'm dating myself, they come from the universal human condition. Is that why this play is so funny?
I think that it's so funny because you have a person who is incredibly intelligent and funny. I think that kind of comedic intelligence, like Oscar Wilde, they come around every now and then, and we have some around today that are just incisive, right?
Yeah.
Just observant about.
It's interesting that you said that you compared the, like, pop culture references, because actually Wilde does that too.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. There's some things in here that, you know, for example, the political commentary, I have a line about what my politics are, and I say something about my politics, and he calls me something, and he says they're Tories. It's not funny if you don't know the time.
Exactly.
I think there's something to be said for comparing formats, and it's maybe it's a little tough to do that because a play is meant to be consumed only one way, like kind of way, and that's in the moment live, right? Television. Sure. You got to have something that will both cut and last, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I think it's maybe a little, I don't want to say unfair, but you got to be careful when you're comparing like comedy of then to comedy of now. I mean, Shakespeare is a great thing to work in because of a different reason than it was just about the time that he was writing. Mm-hmm. There's a broadness to the wit, both in Wilde and Shakespeare, I think, that applies over everything so that it almost, you know, filters out all the dated stuff. So that you're still left with a really classic set of comedic literary devices, really, that you can then recycle into further material.
Sure. Now, a loaded question for Julie.
Yeah.
Now, you've acted in roughly how many PCA productions?
I don't know.
Quite a few, right?
Quite a few.
Is directing for the first time at the main stage, is this going to make you a better actor?
Oh, definitely. I think every time that I work with other creative people and get to see their take on things, I am humbled, you know, and really want to get in that sandbox and play with them. So Yeah. I think being trained as an actor and then switching to being a director, and that's what I kind of knew I was going to be a director way back when, just because that's the kind of bossy part of
us. She's not as tough as she sounds.
No, but Jacob is also a director.
He had his own theater company,
too.
So he knows.
I'm not that bossy.
But you know what I'm talking about. You have that sense of...
Well, it's funny. Actors are way older than directors are. Directors are a fairly new role in the theater. So to be trained as an actor and then step into that role is arguably the only correct way to do it, I think.
Now I have one last question for Julie. Now, obviously, a director has to have a vision for the play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, your production designer, Aaron Matthew, had that incredible set put together. Did you have to work with him on what that was supposed to look like?
Definitely. So one of the way that I love to work, and one of the reasons that I love to work in theater, is that I like pulling together talented people, but then allowing them to be the artists that they are.
Mm-hmm.
So Arid, I have complete respect for. So I shared my enthusiasm and my vision with him and then let him go. And he came back with these incredible designs,
mm-hmm,
and ideas. The same thing with Joseph Huff doing lighting. The same thing with Janine Calvin doing our costumes. Just let's talk about the concept. Let's all get excited. And then I think, out of respect, let them alone and let them bring what they can. If I had my hand in everything, every step of the way, I would, as an artist, would be resentful.
Sure.
So it's important to celebrate them and make it a fun experience that they can feel really proud of themselves. So
tell us when your performances are of the importance of being earnest at the PCA main stage.
We have Thursday, Friday, Saturday night at 7:30, and then Saturday and Sunday at 2.
Mm-hmm.
So there's five more performances to get a hold of this.
And call 928-445-3286 or go online to pca-az.net. Jacob DeArmond, Julie Chavez Harrington, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts on tomorrow's guests on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live the world over at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road to the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
When it comes to radiation therapy for treating cancer, you want the best, and you want it close to home. At the Cancer Centers of Northern Arizona Healthcare in Sedona, a nationally recognized radiation oncologist leads our team of doctors, nurses, and therapists. We offer state-of-the-art radiation technology and provide compassionate, personalized care. For more information, visit nahealth.com or call 204-3000. Cancer Centers of Northern Arizona Healthcare, fighting cancer every step of the way together.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:55. If you saw the Oscars last night, obviously you saw The Shape of Water, one best picture. If you stayed up that late, the show went 3 hours, I believe, and 45 minutes. Well, last week, I don't know if you heard me say this, but last week the LA Times ran a big story saying that The Shape of Water is the subject of a civil lawsuit. The family of Paul Zindel, the late Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, they have filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against a producer of The Shape of Water. His name is Daniel Krauss. He supposedly pitched to the director, Guillermo del Toro, the story arc for The Shape of Water, based upon a TV drama called Let Me Hear You Whisper, which first aired on PBS back in 1969 and again on A&E in 1996. That apparently was the seed that germinated into The Shape of Water, so maybe it's not so original after all. And now that The Shape of Water has won all these Oscars, including the big one, the Best Picture Oscar, I would imagine that the lawyers involved in this case are looking at some real serious riches to come out of it. So, if there is any determination of damages or copyright infringement, someone is going to walk out of there with a lot of money. Well, I hope you'll join me tomorrow morning, speaking of the Oscars, on Sandy and Friends on AZTV Channel 7. Sandy and I will discuss the winners and the losers and the most memorable moments from Sunday's Oscar cast. That's 8:30 tomorrow morning on AZTV Channel 7. Stay tuned now here for Talk of a Town, Chino Valley. Then join me back here Tuesday at 3 o'clock with my guests Lupe Aguilera with Brown & Brown Insurance and Peg Travers with updates on the progress of pickleball courts in the Quad Cities. That is tomorrow for Q&A at 3 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.